You're listening to the Texas Standard.
It was May 17th, 2015, shortly after noon in the parking lot of a strip mall restaurant in Waco, Texas, a place called Twin Peaks. Little is known about what actually started it. Some say it was a fight over a parking space that led to a patron's foot being run over, and suddenly a flurry of gunfire, a melee which ended in deaths, mass arrests, international headlines about an epic biker brawl in Texas. Videos later released show patrons running for their lives, some covered in blood. Well, now that the dust is settled, what do we know about what actually happened? Texas Standard's Alon Stevens reports.
It's been 2 years, 9 deaths, 18 injuries, and nearly 177 arrests, and still no end in sight. And when it comes to one of the deadliest shootouts in U.S. history, the majority of reporting seems to sound like this.
Now a Brennan woman has filed a $350 million lawsuit.
The Texas Court of Criminal Appeals lifted the Twin Peaks gag order almost a year after the May 17th shootout happened.
What you're watching is your government in action, removing your rights, treating you the way they feel they want to treat you.
That was a string of news reports following the tangled nest of legal battles, including fights over court-issued gag orders, $1 million bonds, and accusations of wrongful arrests. Just last week, four bikers added yet another lawsuit to the growing pile of litigation, this time asking for $1 billion in damages. That lawsuit points fingers at everyone from police detectives to the owners of the Twin Peaks restaurant where the shooting occurred. Even still, the one trial everyone seems to be waiting for, the first criminal trial, hasn't happened. Mitchell Roth is a professor of criminal justice at Sam Houston State University. He says that part of the slowdown is due to the involvement of a complex and relatively unknown criminal organization.
The Bandidos have pretty much kept a very low profile for so long. It's very difficult infiltrating them compared to the other major motorcycle gangs. The other ones have all been infiltrated, but they haven't been able to do that to the Bandidos yet because they have, you know, really good counterintelligence, et cetera, et cetera.
The first of the bikers indicted were expected to have their day in court this spring. Those trials were delayed after McLennan County District Attorney Abel Reyna said that evidence relating to the Bandidos and their role in the shooting had been brought up in a separate federal trial targeting members of the organization. That information wouldn't be shared with the county until after the federal trial wraps up and the federal case could be prolonged. Casey Gautreaux is a defense attorney representing a party involved in the Waco shooting. She says that the evidence in the federal trial has nothing to do with her client and can't understand why Mr. Reyna, the prosecutor, seems to want to delay the case.
Mr. Reyna started trying to get his hands on federal evidence, and he has never once, not once, disclosed the name of a defendant, asked for favorable evidence to that defendant, or even explained the nature of the state's prosecution.
That federal evidence appears to be centered on investigations into the Bandidos organization. Many of the 140 defendants indicted, including Gautreaux's clients, say they don't have any connection to the Bandidos whatsoever.
I don't understand how they're using that, you know, phantom evidence, if it even exists, to delay trying folks that weren't affiliated with the Bandidos.
Prosecutors claim that the evidence from the federal case is needed in order to comply with Texas's Michael Morton Act. That's a disclosure law that requires prosecutors to turn over any evidence that might help a criminal defendant. Defense attorneys seem to be at a loss as to why prosecutors are so eager to get such evidence, especially considering that the defendants themselves are hungry for a chance to be heard. 2 years after the Twin Peaks shooting, no one knows when or even if opening arguments in a single case will proceed. I'm Alon Stevens for the Texas Standard.
We made multiple attempts to reach the McLennan County District Attorney's Office for comment. We didn't hear back from them before airtime. Got tips? Alon Stevens heads up our investigations at the Standard. You can find him on Twitter at Alon Stevens. That's A-L-A-I-N-S-T-E-P-H-E-N-S. And of course on our website, texasstandard.org.